like sometimes when they cook greens or something like that, turnip greens. Like a lot of people put dumplings, make chicken dumplings. But I don't eat all that kind of stuff now, if you'll pardon me. I'm not a connoisseur. I don't eat bread unless it's well done. I don't want any raw bread.
Talking about turnip greens, do you use any other kind of greens?
Well, yeah, they have collard greens and several kind of greens. Any green stuff, you can eat it, you know.
What about, do you put any kind of meat in when you cook the greens?
Well, it's nice to have a piece of meat to flavor it. You can use any kind. You can use regular salt meat, or you can use the cured meat, like pieces of ham or something like that. Bacon, cured meat, or salt meat, either one. The cured meat is supposed to give it a little better flavor.
The salt meat, would that be mostly fat, or would that mostly lean, or what?
Well, of course, salt meat is, most of it is the fatter portion of it, because that's the portion of the hog where the most of the fat is, you know. Some people call it a stricoline. Just like your breakfast bacon, you see what that is. That's the salt meat. It's just breakfast bacon that has been salted, you know. It's just a stricoline. It's not partially lean, partially fat.
What about if you get bacon in a piece instead of slice? What do you call the piece that you have to cut off the end that you don't use? Or you might use it for something?
On the bacon? You got me there now, I don't know.
What about the...
Of course, now the ham, though, the end of the ham would be the ham hock. But with a piece of bacon, unless it be the nub or something like that, I'm not familiar with.
What about, are you familiar with when you've got the side of a hog? What do you call that?
Well, they make the side meat and make the bacon out of the sides. And, of course, the bone part is the spare ribs. You cut the spare ribs out, and then you have the side meat. And that you make that into bacon, or eat the side meat.
You grind up
into sausage.
Mm-hmm.
When we made sausage, we ground the whole hog, hams and all.
Really?
And okay. I have made many a pound of them, many a 100 pounds of them.
Yeah, must be some sausage.
Well, that's the way my father made them. He put the whole hog, the hams and all. We had regular sausage hogs. And we'd get bigger ones, and ones that were fatter, and ones that were fleshier, and get a good-sized sausage hog. And we made sausage out of it. We made good sausage when you were talking about casings a minute ago. Had a lot of experience with that. But that's gone. That's things of machinery and whatnot. Now, it's a lot of it's hand work, but still again.
What do you call it when you kill a hog and cut him up and everything?
Well, now, I never killed a hog in my life. I don't know. We had people to do things like that, yeah. We had people to do things. In other words, we like the colored man with the chicken. Women always did the chicken picking and cleaning and all. We in the meat business, in the market, we had other people to do that slaughtering. All right, excuse me now. Slaughtering.
What would you call the person that did it?
Beg your pardon?
What would you call the person that did it?
Well, I guess they could call him a butcher.
Butcher?
Yeah.
Let's see, if you keep meat too long, what do you say happens to it?
Well, it will spoil, and of course some kind of meat will rancid, you know, and what the ordinary it would spoil would be the first thing, spoil.
What would be the difference between...
Well, you can take fresh meat and it would spoil and get sour and rotten, but a piece of ham or something would that has been cured would get partially moldy, and maybe you could wash some of the mold off, and part of it would be edible.